Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Anita, it's Dave. Dinner, dessert, go Dutch day? Sorry about last night. I had no idea my ex-girlfriend would sit in on our date or about your tree nut allergy. Anyways, pre-EpiPen, you said this date reminded you of your favorite show. The one you recorded on your Contour DVR from Cox with like 1,000 hours of show space? That's so many dates. We could literally watch everything together. Speaking of, wanna go out again? Ex-soulmate and allergic reaction aside, I'd say we had a pretty good time. I won't make you pay. Again. Sorry, my psychic's on the other line. Call you back.
Store all your shows with Contour from Cox. Get a Cox bundle with HBO from just $99.99 a month and add Contour Record 6 DVR service for 1,000 hours of DVR storage. Ends $229.16 for new residential customers with 2-year agreement. Includes new subscription to Cox Contour TV, Internet Preferred, and Phone Essentials for 12 months. Rate increases by $30 a month for year 2. Early termination fees may apply. DVR service extra. Excludes equipment, install taxes, surcharge, including $3 a month, broadcast surcharge, and other fees. Storage claim based on standard def programming. Capacity varies with mix of HD and standard def recordings. Other restrictions may apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I do it 1,000 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. That we have each other.
That's in dedication of all the soldiers we've lost in these past years being brutalized and victimized by our oppressors and our open enemies. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God Allah, who has come to us this day in person and granted us a divine blessing and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and throughout our solar system. This edition of the show, the Star and Crescent Report, is titled Black America, One Nation, Under Siege. You know, I've been watching closely over the last few weeks the events that are taking place in America, especially concerning the abuse of Black America. And I've been watching the response of Black America. And it put me in the mindset that this, we have come to the explosion point, as Muhammad teaches us. The separation is underway. You know, when a spouse has been brutalized and victimized and beaten to a certain point, sometimes that spouse will identify with his oppressor, with the other spouse. But it will take a gradual awakening to force the spouse who has been abused to recognize the other person is no good for them and actually detrimental to their security and to their health. This is the case with what is going on in America. The breakup is underway. The divorce is taking place. Those who rejected the calls for separation by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the 40s, the 30s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and even up to a few years ago, are now getting to see why he was so adamant about a separation and why he said separation, right, or death. But some of us, we misunderstood how he talked about going about this. So now time, circumstances, and events are pushing these things to the forefront, and they're forcing the world to take a look at the situation that is plaguing Black America with the abuse, with the violence, and the total disregard and disrespect for Black security and Black life. We're at the crossroads of change, Black man and Black woman. This is Black America, One Nation, Under Siege. Now, as I was thinking over this situation, I thought about the names that they give to us. I thought about the situation. I even went back to Katrina. labeled us refugees and how they said, I remember George Bush's mother, George W. Bush's mother, George Herbert Walker Bush's wife, said concerning the black people who were herded, I should say, to the New Orleans Superdome, they shouldn't complain. This, they're in better living conditions than they normally are. You know, this is to make a mark of your situation. We have gotten evidence that the government actually waited for the loss of life and waited and then act. I'm going to take y'all back for a few minutes because we have to look at these situations and see the trend. You know, Mr. Jerry Salente said, he talks about trends. He even has his thing called trends research, where he studies the trends of what has happened, what is normal, and then he bases what has happened over and over again and what is normal in the financial markets and in the geopolitical markets. Then he makes an observation and a hypothesis on what we should expect now and in the future days. So we should do the same. What has happened to us back then? We were brought here in chains. We were deceived. And some of you ignorant Negroes are going to say, well, some of our own people sold us into slavery. You bite that line and that garbage that the white man has sold to you to justify his enslavement of you. You're a fool. Did they mistreat you then? What about after they supposedly had emancipated you? Were you their equal then? Now to up to today, even with a so-called black man sitting in the White House, are you receiving full rights and protection of a citizen under the laws of America? If not, shut your pie hole and listen to the times that are unfolding. Black America, one nation under siege. I want you to listen. This guy, he's venting his frustration at the situation in Katrina. And then we're going to play, these are short clips here, two Katrina clips. One is they're interviewing one guy, and he is venting his frustration with the government and the lies and the deceit and how they lied to the people and told the public that they were helping them this way. And every time the people went to get money or to get help, nobody knew nothing. You see, this is a planned response against black America, and we're going to tie all this in to prophecy. We're going to tie all this in to scripture. We're going to tie all this in to what you see today, and we'll know where we are, where we stand, and where to go next. Pay close attention to this, black man and black woman. Here we are.
Just now from the Astrodome to tell us what's going on there. Alicia.
Hi, Bobby. You said it exactly right. A lot of frustration, and a lot of it stems from the confusion over what a lot of the evacuees have been told is going to happen with regard to their federal assistance coming in. And I have a gentleman standing here with me who helps illustrate that picture. He's chosen not to give his name. He's from New Orleans, and he only says he is for the people. So if you can explain to me, what has happened with your debit cards? You're having a lot of problems, right?
Well, for one thing, you know, they're not activating. You know, they're giving us these cards, and they're not activating these cards, and they're giving us a runaround. And then when we call, you know, to find out if the card is activated, they're giving us a runaround. And they send us back to Red Cross, and we go to Red Cross. Nobody knows anything, you know. I mean, come on now, sorry. You know, excuse my friends, you know. But anyway, you know, we out here, we stranded. You know, we don't have any goddamn thing. Nobody's not trying to help us. FEMA is a fake and a fraud. Red Cross is a fake and a fraud. You know, where do we go from there? I mean, who should we depend on? If we can't depend on our own federal government, who can we depend on?
The FEMA cards were supposed to be $2,000 a piece, so you received a FEMA card.
$700, and they cut my card off.
And when you asked them why that was, what were you told?
They don't know. Nobody knows.
Okay, thank you very much. I do not know.
Okay, no. Well, find out for me.
Okay, thank you. And actually, Bob, one thing I can
this is in the wake of one of the greatest natural disasters of modern history, especially in the Western Hemisphere. Think about this. I want you to put this in perspective, Black. man and black woman, to give you an idea of how you stack up on the totem pole in America. Whenever there's an emergency around the world, America quickly loads her military ships and cargo planes and dispatches aid workers, survivalists, and everybody to help those people. But they waited in a city that was predominantly black for thousands to die from the flood and hundreds to die due to starvation and lack of medicine and medical aid here in America. Do you not see that we have been under siege? We are under siege, and as long as we stay amongst these people, we will stay under siege until they wipe us off the planet. But this won't happen because they plan a plan, and Allah plans a plan. And as the Holy Quran tells us, Allah is the best of planners. Let's go to this next clip here. And I'm going to cut the clip short. I just want to play between 20 seconds and a minute, because I want you to listen to what they label you as. And from that point, we can understand how they view you in America. Without looking at how they label you, you know, when they're talking about governments around the world, they call that administration, that government. When they get mad at that government or the leader of that government, they start to demonize that government and call the leader dictator, tyrant, a sociopath. When they are the sociopaths, and they no longer refer to the government that is the people's government of that nation, they refer to it as regime to give it a negative connotation. Listen to what they call you, and you'll see where you stand in the eyes of white America, okay? So we'll play this little short clip.
Renee Washington knows what people want when they walk into his sandwich shop.
When they come in here, they're looking for home.
At least the taste of home. At Sleepy's Po' Boys, that means Creole fried shrimp and oysters, Patton's hot sausage, and French bread from Leidenheimer's.
They want to make sure we got New Orleans food.
Thousands of Big Easy refugees landed in Houston after Hurricane Katrina. Many chose to stay. Like Washington.
How they labeled you and who they labeled you as. Not as a citizen of America. Listen to what they said again.
Renee Washington knows what people want when they walk into his sandwich shop.
When they come in here, they're looking for home.
At least the taste of home. At Sleepy's Po' Boys, that means Creole fried shrimp and oysters, Patton's hot sausage, and French bread from Leidenheimer's.
They want to make sure we got New Orleans food.
Thousands of Big Easy refugees landed in Houston after Hurricane Katrina. Many chose to stay. Like
now, they labeled you as refugees. Refugees, do you understand what that means? Let's go to the dictionary. First, we need to understand what a citizen is. The word citizen is a person who legally belongs to a country and has the rights and protection of that country, and that's what I've been saying on the show constantly. The reason that you can't expect and that you don't have the protection and the trust and the faith of the police department, the mayor's office, the governor's office, or the president or the Congress of the United States is because they don't see you as a citizen of America. They just told you what they see you as, because if you were a citizen of America, you would have the right and the protection of America. And it is clear to see, just as plain as the sunshine, that you have neither the protection nor the rights of your counterparts who are white. So they label you as what? A refugee. Now, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word refugee means someone who has been forced to leave a country because of war or for religious or political reasons. This is what a refugee is. Well, in fact, you are a refugee in America because you were forced to leave your homeland 400 years ago under political 182, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this: the entire federal government is against freedom, justice, and equality, and total separation of the so-called Negroes in a state or states to themselves, to ourselves. We want not only physical and moral freedom, but even spiritual freedom, if it is the true religion of God called Islam. Now, that's what we're talking about. The entire federal government, not just the vice president, not just the commerce secretary, not just the educational secretary, the entire, that's the totality of the thing, right? Let's go over to 103. This is what Messenger Muhammad says. Un-American, I wish to prove, according to the English language, that every so-called Negro, Indian, and all non-white European and all non-white Europeans are un-American, according to the dictionary's definition of an un-American. You see how Muhammad goes and uses that dictionary to prove to you that you are not an American. And you can never be, according to their own definition of what an American is. Let's go to it. Muhammad says, an American, according to the dictionary, is a citizen of the United States or of the earlier British colonies. One, listen to this closely, black man and black woman who are listening right now. One not belonging to or of the aboriginal races. Now, if you are black, brown, or non-white, by definition, you cannot be considered an American citizen. Now, black America has carried the burden of America since we've been here. And everyone else who comes here goes up the ladder quicker than you. They'll give the Vietnamese, the Arabs, the ones, you know, the ones they call terrorists over there. They hate you so much that they'll let them come over here. They'll give them loans. They'll give them businesses. The Indians, everybody. You go in a black neighborhood, hardly any black stores in your neighborhood. But you see everybody of other nationalities coming to your neighborhood with the help of the federal government and leech off you as though you are the mammary gland of the entire nation. That shows you how you are in their eyes. They are sucking the life's blood, and they invite everyone to come on in and get a taste. And yet you still say, no, white people bad. Well, how do you know when you crazy as hell? Huh? How do you know? And we're talking about what's pervasive in society. When the white man looks at you, this police officer looks at you, he looks at you with contempt. We'll go back to Sandra Bland. Again, we can't emphasize this enough. She did nothing wrong other than believe that she enjoyed the full rights of a citizen. And she challenged the authority of this white man by challenging his knowledge of the laws. They killed her. Her mistake was she didn't see them for who they were. An open opponent and oppressor of you, and someone who does not see you in the eyes of the law, an equal citizen. And now you say, well, we equal citizens. Well, did she get justice? Huh? What about Eric Garner? What about the brother in L.A., Oakland, Florida? What about those brothers and sisters who are being slaughtered and brutalized on a daily basis? This is not a one-off thing. This thing is an epidemic in America. Oh, black man and black woman, I know you're mad. You'll be glad in a second. I want to talk to you for a minute and talk about what must take place, all right? am not begging. For it pleases Allah, He will give us a home. And I am with Him. Today, according to Allah's word, listen to this good, we are living in a time of the great separations of blacks and the whites. The prophecy, 400 years of slavery, as to the time the so-called Negroes would serve white people, ended in 1955. So we say the first slaves brought here in 1555, and you calculate as we did, as we've done before, to 1555, that gives you a 400 years. That bears witness to what God had told Abram in the Bible, that his people would serve a strange people who would ill entreat them and afflict them for 400 years. We have proof. The Jews want it, but they have no proof. The black man is rejecting it, but you have all the proof that you are God's elect, that you are the seed of Abraham. So now, if we were to serve 400 years under this brutal taskmaster, God said, then will I come and judge them, the people who mistreated you. So now, if we do a calculation up to the day, remember Muhammad said, 60, you got to get these numbers right. This is why I continue to repeat this. 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. So you see on the Christian TV shows, the Christian propaganda, and the Christian broadcast network, all of them start saying this, and then the black preachers joined on with them. We are not saved by faith, but by grace. They know that they have been in a grace period, but they only started teaching that recently in the last couple decades, that they were saved by grace. Why were they saved by grace? Because you, black man and black woman here in America, had not come into the knowledge of yourself. You had not the opportunity to be reeducated into who you are and who your oppressors are. So God gives an extension of time, because to execute judgment would have to execute it against you at the time. And now, when you look and you do your calculations up to the day, we have gone into the 61st year. This year right here, we'll be in the 61st year, February. Now, that leaves an allotment of where the collapse of America and white power could happen at any time. Don't you hear some of them say 2015? And we start seeing the signs of it in 2015. They say this is when it starts really metastasizing. You got other people are saying 2016, like Bill Holter. You got others saying 2018, like Michael Pinto. You have others saying it can't go past 2022. What's the significance of everything that all of them are saying? That the grace period has ended, and sometime between 2015 and 2025 will mark the complete collapse of the entire white global order. And Muhammad teaches us that when we enter this period, the white man would look at you with anger and contentment, because he knows that you have a future so bright that you might have to wear shades. And his future is no future but destruction. He knows these things. So Muhammad goes and says, the so-called Negroes must return to their own. The separation would be a blessing for both sides. It was the only solution, listen to this good, it was the only solution, according to the Bible, for Israel and the Egyptians. And it will prove to be the only solution for America and her slaves. You understand? He continues to compare the situation today with ancient Egypt. And the same thing that happened then is unfolding today. Remember, as Pharaoh was in power, Pharaoh knew of no God but himself. Right? Is that not America? deities. But in reality, if you, they don't care nothing about that. All they care about you doing is bowing to what they say. And if you don't do it, they'll lock you up, beat you up, and even wage war on you. Because Pharaoh thinks that he's the god. He's even ready to wage war with his peers geopolitically. Right? Is this not the case? What is she doing with, is she bucking up against China? What about Russia? The same is with Pharaoh. He knew no military or economic rival until Jehovah made himself known through Moses. God said, I'm going to use you, Moses. But the people of Moses would not hear Moses' voice. The Bible teaches us that the Son of Man had talked to the dry bones, and the word became insufficient to bring them back to a state of rulership. The word alone was no more sufficient because they had become hard-hearted, hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious. So it took literally something more to bring about change. And remember, in that book, the Bible, it prophesied when the Son of Man, not the Son of Man, but the a Son of Man, which represents the messenger of God, goes to his God and said, I've done everything I can. And I'm paraphrasing these words. They won't listen to me. I mean, they stood up, but still no life was in them. Meaning that when, after the word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad goes out to the people, they stood up in black pride and power. Yet they were lacking power because all wanted to follow their own thoughts. All wanted to set up their own organization because they felt that they could do it better. So after so, the God tells the Son of Man, don't talk to me no more on the matter. Go prophesy to the wind. This is Ezekiel. Go read it. And the winds were the winds of war and viciousness and brutality and the unleashing of all kind of violent things that would whip those dry bones back to life. And it says, after these violent winds hit the dry bones, they all stood up in their proper place. Again, what's important about this is that the tip of the finger, when it connected, didn't connect to the neck. It didn't connect to the eye socket or the knee. It all connected in the place that it was supposed to be in. The head wasn't on the foot, and the foot wasn't on the neck. After these violent winds of brutality, it forced them to look at the situation in a different perspective and remove the rebelliousness and the arrogance that were put into them by their former slave masters. And they were willing just to have relief from what they were seeing, to get into their position, to be removed out of the midst of violence. This is the situation, Black Lives Matter and all of these things, and how it's being disparaged on all of these so-called alternative media sites. They're disparaging Black Lives Matter. The same media site that you quote, the alternative media. But yet they have all the love and respect and understanding for the people who seize the ranch in Oregon. Do you see the hypocrisy? Yet you love them. Not all white people bad. I got some white friends. You're a fool to take your open enemy as your friend. Because by nature, they cannot be a sincere friend. Oh, let's go with that article that I read sometimes on this show. I had it, and I was going to read it to you because I want to share something with you. Oh, okay, here we are. Let's go back to it. The messenger says, and we're going to play some more clips, brothers and sisters. What I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong. because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. And since we cannot make prophets' words other than the truth, we expect this desolation, and we are receiving this desolation now. And so God is whipping the black man and woman because you think that you know better. You think you can do better than God. And this devil puts it in your mind through his propaganda machine. And then you unknowingly are fighting against your own resurrection and your own removal from in the midst of the destruction. So God now removes that hedge around you and allows you to see Satan face to face, to see this beast as he really is. He removes all the mirages. He removes all the Walt Disney and lets you see Medusa as she really is. Snakes upon snakes upon snakes. Isn't that what the book tells you? That God would reveal the man of sin, not the spirit of sin, but the man of sin, who is robbing everybody. But you, if you think about robbing, they'll put you away. Who's killing everybody? Well, black people killing black people. Sure. But who raised these black people? You can't be mad at the pot that's holding water on the stove. And you made the pot to hold the water on the stove. If you made the pot, how the hell can you then condemn the pot for serving the purpose that it was made for? 64 years they took from us and made us into niggers. 64 years. That white man said we came in 1619. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that's a lie. Go back into history. The first slaves arrived in 1555. Hence, you have the show Hiram 1555 presents the Star and Crescent Report. Because you are the Hiram who was hit in the head. You were hit in the throat and you were hit in the chest. All sense was knocked out of your head. All voices of men and women standing up had been ripped out of your throat. And your heart of being a civilized man had been ripped out, and you had been buried under the northwest part of the church. Northwest, North America. That's you. And you were buried here in 1555. Black America. One nation. Under siege. Let's go to something. I want you to listen to this. If you believe that everything is all right, and that this is just an anomaly. I want to refresh your memory. I want you to listen to this. Blog Talk is now blocking the clips. But it's okay. We'll go to the next clip. All right? It's all right. If they get mad, just Blog Talk. Don't interfere. Let us do what we do. And we'll let you do what you do. All praise is due to Allah. Let's go to this clip here. I want you to pay close attention.
New tonight, as we wait to hear the punishment for that group of students involved in a racist photo shoot, a former Desert Vista teacher is speaking out.
She says the school has had a problem with racism for years. ABC 15's Noelani Graf is live in Ahwatukee tonight.
And Nohe, she's actually suing the school district over her concerns.
You know, Stephen, Stephanie, she says that she was a whistleblower, and Dr. Cicely Comp says the school district ignored her complaints, and she says maybe if they hadn't, Desert Vista wouldn't be making national headlines now over the same issue. It's a photo drawing strong reactions.
I just start screaming, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For Dr. Cicely Cobb, that photo is in I Told You So.
I have been portrayed in this community as the crazy, angry black woman who claimed that there were racial issues at Desert Vista High School, but apparently there were not.
She's suing the school district over her time teaching at Desert Vista. In 2014, she says administrators ignored her complaints of students discriminating against her and making racist comments to other black students.
Coming up to me, Gore. Hello, my Ann. My name is Kuta Kente.
She felt like they dropped the ball, and she's not sure the district won't do it again with these girls, starting with the new sensitivity campaign.
Spread the word to end the N-word.
It seems quite elementary, considering how horrific of an event that transpired after school.
The school says punishment will come down to context. Not everyone knew the word they were helping spell, allegedly. It was meant for one girl's boyfriend, who's black. The girl taking the photo was an innocent passerby.
People are becoming desensitized to a word that packs a lot of meaning.
Cobb says the school has a chance to send a message so it doesn't happen again.
These students should be expelled. Do I think the district will? Look at their history with me.
Now, not everyone agrees on an extreme punishment for these girls. There's a new petition circulating online tonight to keep them from being expelled. It says this was a poor joke, but not a hate crime. It has about 150 supporters so far, Steve.
And we'll be following that case and that lawsuit to see how it plays out. Thanks so much, Nohei.
Now, the situation of that is the students and the school were allowing for them to make these gestures, and these students took pictures. They had shirts made, and each one had a letter on it. And they stood making fun, and the shirts were black, and each letter spelled out the word nigger, my nigger. That's what they were trying to get across. This took place in public school where your taxpaying dollars fund them. You understand? This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. They must be separated. Envy and hatred are growing between the two people regardless of their preaching of social integration. The truth must come. See, you don't want to be separated because the white man has attracted you with his civilization. He's attracted you with the high-paying jobs that you're quickly losing. He's attracted you through his TV. And do you notice? The white man will put something on, the next thing you know, he'll offer it to the black people and give them 24-hour shows and madness to talk the most foolishness of what they have, doing the most foolish things, right? This is amazing. And yet you follow and you mimic it, and you don't want separation. This is amazing. Let me go to the phone line, please. I have a thought in my head, so I'm going to go to 904 in a second, and I want you to make your comment. Very brief, or I might have to cut you because I'm trying to get as many clips as I can in. So 904, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say to you, assalamu alaikum.
Salaam salam, my brother. My wife is amazing. Hey, we got a podcast called My Wife's Amazing. I want you to check it out. I'm for the plight of the African American brother. I am a Donald Trump supporter, but I say, fight the power.
All right, thank you. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, let us go and listen to this. What it is the situation is bubbling over. Root causes of what you see in America today have never been addressed. They've only been glossed over. And that is almost like trying to treat cancer with a Band-Aid. Or with peroxide, or to treat AIDS with an aspirin. You're glossing over the root cause of it, therefore you can never attain a cure. Right? Nobody, listen to this good. I want you to think over these things as we go forward in this. And this is what was on my mind. When America imprisoned the Japanese during World War II, they received reparations. Even a year or so ago, Obama signed another order. He had already signed one to give some Native Americans billions of dollars in reparations, which they should have gotten, and more. And they give Israel, listen to this good, Israel, supposedly a sovereign nation which actually occupies Palestine, against all international laws and even against America's own laws, right? They have a law on the book that no foreign aid should go to any country that's occupying another country or any country that is constantly at war or using terror or is in violation to the UN Charter, which Israel is violating all of those. Yet they give them financial hard times. So reparations is not the right way. And then they'll go cut a check to Ukraine. They'll go cut a check to bribe Egypt. They'll go cut a check to this nation over there. They'll go and build bases and infrastructure that cost tens of billions of dollars. Yet you are here in ghettos and being abused and harassed by the people who are supposed to protect you, right? To protect and serve, to serve and protect. Can you not see that Black America is one nation under siege? But God is here to lift the siege. You know, so many of our Muslim brothers, they have reduced the messenger's teachings to a slogan. And that's why I caught a lot of flack when I was teaching these things in a way that some of them had not comprehended before. Most of them throw the word when the messenger says separation or death, and they use that slogan to justify what they believe. They don't dig into what is actually being told to the people. So I caught a lot of flack. The show caught a lot of flack, though. And even some of the people wouldn't even speak. They stopped dealing with me. They stopped because they didn't understand. And I knew that. I wasn't mad because they didn't understand. I mean, because they were mad with me. I was just, my heart was hurting because I wanted them to understand that the perception of what they had was not exactly what was being conveyed. And that's why I go into so much definition. So that when you get done listening, you can't say that you didn't understand. You couldn't say that the brother didn't teach it right. You couldn't say that the brother's manipulating it. You would have to either bear witness or walk away. I was prepared for that. Brother Saladin told me that a long time ago when he was teaching me. But I want to go back to Message to the Black Man because I want to address a few things as we go into this situation with how we are being treated and how they're poisoning us and how they're doing all of this. And some of them say that they believe, see, a lot of them lose faith in God. They don't believe that, they don't want to say this, but they don't believe that God is able to save them. There's, well, ain't no spook God. Yeah, we know that. But we also know that that real God made a promise to us, and it's binding on him to fulfill it, right? If he does not fulfill his word, then he is not a God worthy of being served and feared. If he does not live up to his promises, then why be righteous in the first place? You understand? They have lost faith, and in that they have wavered a little bit and don't understand. But we'll make it ever so clear as we go to fall over a message to the Black Man. And we're going to go back to some clips in just a second. On page, what is it? 226. That's what, let me turn to it. 226 it is. The title, the chapter of this book, title is called Separate and Be Saved. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Separate and be saved. Most read those words and think that it is incumbent upon them to do X, Y, and Z. But remember, throughout Message to the Black Man, Fall of America, Theology of Time, Our Savior has arrived, and even down to How to Eat to Live 1 and 2, Warning to the Hypocrites, and also The Prodigal Son, and what is the Self-Preservation is the First Law of Nature. Those transcripts of the Messenger's lectures. He tells us that the solution to our problem is divine. It's divine. And it must be worked out by the supreme being. Yeah, we are part of the supreme being nation. But we have not the power needed to do these things. We have to go back to scripture. If Muhammad continues to do a comparative analysis and he keeps showing you that the history of Moses of yesteryear and the Israelites and Pharaoh is the history of today, of the Moses of today, the Pharaoh of today, and the so-called American Negro of today, then we must look at how the separation took place, even amongst a brutal taskmaster like Pharaoh. All right? Some of you I know, you say, well, if that's the case, then how the plague gonna come get 6-8 million black people? You're fools. When the Syrian forces bombed one of the cities being held by U.S. terrorists, before they did that, they dropped leaflets. And that city, I believe it was 500,000 to 1 million people that reside in that city. And that city evacuated in less than, I think, a few hours. That city, under siege, evacuated in less than a few hours. But let us look at this. There's a north border up into Canada, right? There's a southern border to Mexico. What's the matter with your feet? You can't walk no more? You can't drive no more? You can't get out of the border if God is opening up a way for you? You don't think you denigrate the teachings of God because you don't believe. And you want others, you know what they say? They teach you this all the time. Misery loves company. Right? And most of us are so miserable that we want a standing room only. Even as our people are suffering, we are refusing to bow to the inner workings or the underlining truth of the divine teachings of a God who has come in person and has raised up the last and greatest messenger. But let's go to separate and be saved. I want you to listen to what Elijah Muhammad says here. We're going to go down 1, 2. So we'll read a few. They're short paragraphs. Listen to me. So I want to read them in the context of what was written back then. And then we'll get to this part here. All right? So, and then you'll have your understanding. The opposition met by our foreparents who fought for their freedom is a chilled memory that history will not forget. The black people are given the freedom to give their lives for the American cause of tyranny, but are not free to fight for their own freedom and independence. Stop right there. What is happening? They'll ship you over to fight people that you don't know nothing about, languages that you've never heard of, parts of the world that you didn't even know existed. They'll label those people tyrants, dictators, despots, and opponent of freedom. Then they'll ship you over there out of the ghetto to be slaughtered. Then when you come here and protest for humanity, for them to look at you as a human much and a civil person, they'll send their goons to beat you, to lock you up, to torture you like they do in Chicago and around the country, and even to kill you. We've seen that everywhere, right? You can't deny this. This fact is out there. But listen to what Muhammad says here. He says, the black people are given the freedom to give their lives for the American cause of tyranny, but are not free to fight for their own freedom and independence. As long as my people are the blind lovers of their enemies, they will seek to forever return to the bosom of their masters in not better status or position than that of a slave. All you want is a job, a good paying job. You don't really want to own what master owns. You don't want to really be on an equal footing. You just want to be able to party till the lights go off, because that's what he made you. But Muhammad goes further and says this. Our foreparents' desire was to see us free indeed. And not only are some of our people willing to betray those of our blood and kindred who died before us, but they are now willing to betray the fruition of freedom of generations to come, of our generations to come. Listen to this part. Allah will help us to get this freedom, justice, and equality, and some of this earth that we can call our own. He's going to help us to do this. He says, I say to the American white citizens who are in a position to oppose us to hasten the separation of the two or suffer the consequences, as did the Egyptians opposing Jehovah and his servant Moses. and that Muhammad telling you what to expect and how the separation is going to take place. Isn't that it right there? In the title called Separate and Be Saved, right? See, what I'm trying to get to the people is, you must understand the time. Without the understanding of the time, you are surely lost. And this is the time of separation. And if this is the time of separation, then this is the time of the Exodus. Because that's what happens in the separation. A grand or great Exodus takes place. Is that not so? Where's my theology of time? Brothers and sisters, bear with me. I promise you I'm gonna get back to those clips, okay? But I'm trying to find, here we are, theology of time, found it. Now listen to this. All right, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He's talking about Moses now. Moses was educated, but he did not boast of his education in Pharaoh. If he had, he would have been talking to Pharaoh in his own language, but he didn't do that. Now, I'm reading this in context, so you'll get to where we're going with this, and then we'll get to the underlining point, okay? He said, if he had, he would have been talking to Pharaoh in his own language, but he didn't do that. The argument they had between each other was about his non-expert language. Pharaoh didn't argue with him about giving him an education, but he condemned Moses for not having an education capable of talking with him. We want to be right in these things. Listen to these words right here. We want to be right in these things. Why? Because so many people come into you, they're wrong in them, and they don't realize that they're so wrong in them that they're making you wrong and an enemy against your own salvation, even while standing under the flag of freedom, justice, and equality. So he says, some of these places where you find Pharaoh and Moses exchanging arguments takes place in this time, not in their time. That's what he says, right? So, if we see what took place and we read it, that is a manuscript of what we ought to see today, and we are definitely living in the midst of all of this that they had prophesied, right? Right? Come on, talk back to you, little brother. I'm just telling you the truth. So, this white man is mad, and he's mad as hell. He's trying to poison us. He's trying to kill us. And that puts the impetus on the people, and they say, this white man is killing us. He's planning to kill us. He's going to do this. I tell you this, when you put more emphasis on him, you are looking at his power over God's. You're looking at what he said he was going to do. Remember, in Moses' time, as he talked, there were people who believed Moses. And Pharaoh said, who gave you permission to believe what Moses said? I'm going to surely cut off your hand and foot on opposite sides. They submitted to the wisdom of the truth of a God who had come and had been represented by Moses. And Pharaoh didn't cut off their feet and hand on opposite sides because the God had power over that. Right? Confidence. That's what Muhammad tells you in Message to the Black Man. He has a chapter called Confidence Gained Through Prayers. Right? Oh, ye of little faith. But this thing that is unfolding and the viciousness of America on your back is going to force you to bow to the truth. As a matter of fact, let's go to Fall of America. I'm jumping around book to book. See, because I want to demonstrate to you that this stuff must be fulfilled. Now, listen to what he says right here. I wasn't even looking at this, and I just opened the book up, and it just came to this. Listen to what he says right here. Then I'll go back, go to the point that I'm trying to make. This is on page 176. See how God gives you the ammunition? You don't even have to prepare. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I have the books here, and wherever I get it in my head, that's where I go to. Because I believe what the messenger taught. I believe 100% he said that if you give me 30 days with you, I would have you so wise that you have scholars wrapped around your don't even know they're there. I believe him. And I'm demonstrating it today and other days. Right? But don't get lost in the light. Remember, we only moons reflecting the light of the S-U-N of righteousness. So when you see a little glimpse of light, always remember that God put it in such a way that sooner or later the moon will have to move out of the way so that the light can shine. All right? And I want you to look at the light of God and the messenger of God. Okay? But listen to this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. The problem between these two people, separating and dignifying the so-called Negro so that they may be accepted and respected as equals or superiors to other nations, must be solved. This is God's promise. See, we go back to this. If God makes a promise, then he has to fulfill it. You might not have the patience to wait and see. Remember, some of them, they are so impatient today. And they make these things out, and they say, well, the devil is killing us, and he is. The devil is doing it, and he is. But he's been doing it since we got here. What it is the messenger said, I believe it was in Message to the Black, not Message to the Black Man, but the Prodigal Son, or the Warning to the Hypocrites, and he talked, Warning to the Hypocrites, I believe it is. He talked about that regret, and then self-preservation, the first law of nature, he talks about it deep too, about the intense regret that those who had wasted the time under the messenger would feel. He said, because they did not help or do what they were supposed to do under him, there would be a time of intense regret. And so you have them despairing because of the time. And everything is a rush for them in haste. We got to do it. We got, never is it let Allah work his work. It's we. Because we have lost faith in the Supreme One. Because we didn't understand the underlining teachings or meanings when the messenger was amongst us. You understand? This is no knock to anybody. This is the truth. And again, as your humble little brother, this is not arrogance. What I'm saying to you is that if what I'm saying is not in line with Scripture, if what I'm saying is not in line with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and if what I'm saying is not backed by historical truth, then 347-989-0855 dispute me on it. And if your wisdom can outshine the wisdom of the divine messenger of God, then I bow to you. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to teach you exactly what was taught and what was supposed to be taught to the people. All praise is due to Allah. Now, black man and black woman, I want you to listen to this clip here. This is a 6-minute clip. And this is about Michigan and California and the water situation and the gas. This is reflecting the black population, though. The reason I'm playing this is because Flint, Michigan, a mostly black city, was purposely and willfully ignored and poisoned. And according to the statutes of international law, every person of that administration, of the governor and of the state, of that state, should be held on crimes against humanity, because they have all of the evidence that these people willfully and purposely poison those people for money's sake, for profit's sake. Those are crimes against humanity. And in the Nuremberg trials, which were held at the UN, when they convicted the Nazis for war crimes and crimes against humanity, they were hung and shot for the same thing. Why are they not being hung and shot? Why is not this an international crisis? If it was a couple of Jews, it would have been. You see? Do you not see that you're under siege? I want you to pay close attention to this.
We begin today with two environmental disasters which have citizens near Los Angeles, California, as well as Flint, Michigan, in a panic. The impoverished city of Flint, Michigan's 100,000 residents have been exposed to water filled with lead, linked to the city's decision to take tap water from the Flint River in a bid to save money. In California, an estimated 77 million kilograms of methane gas have been released since a leak was first reported on October 23rd by the Southern California Gas Company. Now, these stories aren't getting much attention from the mainstream media, but we have you covered on both. RT's Manila Chan is live in L.A. with the latest on that gas leak. But let's start first with RT's Brigida Santos in our D.C. newsroom on the continuing water crisis in Flint. Brigida, what's the latest on this?
Well, Lindsay, in addition to declaring a state of emergency, the president has also authorized FEMA to coordinate relief efforts in Genesee County. The move comes at the request of Governor Rick Snyder. Snyder has been under fire for quite some time, not only from local residents who say he has failed them, but also from Democratic and Republican politicians. Pediatrician Mona Hannah Atisha, who blew the whistle on this, came forward after seeing patients come in with rashes and hair loss. Because Medicare requires states to keep records of lead levels in toddlers, she was able to actually look back and compare current cases with old ones. She discovered that lead levels have since doubled or even tripled in many cases. Now, once a person ingests the neurotoxin, levels remain high in the bloodstream for about 30 days, unless you're in Flint, where exposure has been continuous. During that time, lead gets distributed to bones, teeth, and soft tissues. Young people whose brains are still developing are the most at risk of experiencing irreversible health problems associated with lead poisoning. According to census data, more than 8,600 children ages 6 and younger have been exposed to lead in Flint for nearly 2 years. These children could end up suffering from lifelong consequences, including lowered IQ, behavioral issues, and increased criminality. These problems, which began in April of 2014, are the direct result of Flint changing its water supply in an attempt to cut costs. As you mentioned, Lindsay, the city is one of the most impoverished in the nation. Rather than continuing to use Detroit's water system, which pulls water from Lake Huron, the city began pulling water from the Flint River. But the river's water is highly corrosive. So as a result, iron water mains and lead pipes eroded, which ultimately funneled these materials into local homes. Now, a class action lawsuit alleges that the State Department of Environmental Quality failed to treat the river with anti-corrosive agents, which is a violation of federal law. We will have a team on the ground in Flint tomorrow to investigate further.
All right, thanks for that. Now, Manila, over to you. Obviously, this gas leak is causing a huge problem near L.A. What's the latest on that?
Right, Lindsay, you hit the nail on the head. As you said, this nauseating methane fume is continuing to spew out, impacting the local community in and around Porter Ranch. Something north of 83,000 metric tons of this stuff has been billowing up into the air since late October of 2015. Now, SoCalGas, they're the owners of this well. They've pretty much been pretty tight-lipped in terms of speaking to the media directly about this. But as of recently, they are finally coming forward to put a face to this issue. And RT spoke to a SoCalGas spokesman recently in terms of asking them what they're going to do to resolve this problem.
We have drilled the relief well down to about a 75, 7,700 foot level. And we're in the fourth stage of this process. And in this stage, what we need to do is we need to stay parallel to the bad well about 10 feet away as we continue to dig down to the reservoir. Ultimately, in stage five, in the next stage, we will actually intercept the bad well. And then through the relief well, we'll be able to undertake pumping the muds and the liquids and the cement down to actually stop the leak.
So as you saw there, SoCalGas admittedly still has quite the task ahead of them. That's little comfort, though, to the thousands of people that are being affected by this. Now, we're talking about people who have had to uproot their entire lives due to this leak. We're talking about schools that have had to be suspended or completely relocated, people having to continue to go to work. They got to earn a paycheck. They go to work, and they're still feeling ill. That's not to mention the ecological impact of this disaster, the impact of a leak of this magnitude, which, by the way, is the largest methane leak in U.S. history. Now, that said, the local city councilman, Mitchell Englander, he's been pushing SoCalGas really hard in ramping up their efforts in alleviating the concerns of some of his constituents. Check out what he had to say about it.
People don't know what's going on. They don't know the long-term health impacts. They don't know what's going on with the air studies. They don't know what's in the chemical composition of what's in sort of really ruining their lives and causing these symptoms. And so getting the information was key. That was one of the first things I did. I did a series of different pieces of legislation, not only to work with our city attorney and bring the gas company to court, which we entered into a stipulated agreement for relocation efforts. But we also had the gas company set up a storefront where people can go because they were calling phone numbers that were out of state, dealing with people that weren't local and didn't know what was going on. So we set up a storefront for the gas company to come in and actually host it every single day where they have staff on site where the folks that live here can go to get information, relocation information, reimbursement information, all of those things.
All right, so far, SoCalGas has only relocated about half of the 4,500 residents that the city has ordered them to assist. So it looks as though it's on both fronts, that they're only about 50% of the way through, both in fixing that leak and as well as moving and getting the residents from Porter Ranch out of harm's way. Lindsay?
Thank you very much, RT correspondent Manila Chan in Los Angeles and Brigida Santos in D.C.
Now, I'm going to play another clip, but the reason I played that clip here is because I wanted to show you the judgment twofold. What the devil is showing you by his purposely and willfully and openly poisoning of a predominantly black city, which more other cities around the world, America, are poisoning like that also, is to show you his nature, to show you, yes, this man will sell his mother to make a buck. He will kill his child. Don't you see all of these white people out here with these endowments or whatever? They'll go out there without a second thought and kill their own parents to get insurance money. And some of us, we put it on and we say, how could you do that? But then we see some of our people mimicking it because they want that life. They are trapped in the twilight zone, and they have been lured or attracted by that magnetic power of opposite attract, the same essence of what Yaqub used to bring forth this world. Okay? Now, I'll go to the line in a few minutes, but I played that to show you that on one hand, the devil is plotting to kill us, and he's trying to make a buck off your death. And while he's doing that, just on the other hand, Allah causes him to suffer massive loss of money and loss of faith publicly with the gas leak. You hit up here, I'm going to hit you there. Look at what's going on. Have you ever seen people say, well, they're killing us here and they're killing us there? Yes, they are doing it. But think about what is taking place in America. Have you ever seen a time like this in America where she's been inundated with rain on one place, snow in another place, tornadoes in another place, massive, massive storms out of the blue, avalanches, sinkholes, earthquakes everywhere, wildfires. I remember on one show last year, we were doing a show, and just in Alaska alone, in Alaska, there was over 300 wildfires burning in Alaska. Have you ever seen it like this? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that America wants to go to war with God through God's people. So God goes to war with America, and he declares war on her to bring her to her knees, and he pushes the forces of nature to chastise and whip and beat America. And we are just beginning to get a taste of that. And while you're talking, and while we're talking to each other, do you realize that that drought that started a few years ago, maybe 5 years, is still a drought there? Massive drought. Do you know that America used to be the number one grain producer? She used to be the number one wheat producer. She's no longer. Do you know that her wheat stock and some other grain stock are gone or nearly gone? development in nature and how nature is bombarding America? Do you know that? This is what the messengers say. Allah will bring you to poverty in the midst of all this. Now I'm gonna go back to Flint, Michigan for a minute. And when I get off that, I'm going to go to the theology of time to rest everybody's nerves who's nervous about, oh, they're pausing us. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, that's the people that get anxious because all they can see is what the devil is doing. Because the spiritual eye is blind to what God is doing. But we're going to see if we can knock them away, hit them a couple of times and get them awake, okay, with this truth. I want you to listen to this three-minute clip here. And then we'll go back on this subject.
Barack Obama has given personal assurances to locals in the city of Flint, Michigan, that they have the full support of the government. That's after they've been exposed to toxic water for months.
I met with Mayor Weaver in the White House in the Oval Office. And I told her that we are going to have her back and all the people of Flint's back as they work their way through this terrible tragedy.
However, Flint residents are not quite breathing a sigh of relief just yet. Officials recently imposed a state of emergency there and sent in the National Guard to help with water. RT's Guyane Chichikan reports from the area.
Toxic water has been coming out of Flint taps for nearly 2 years. State officials used to tell residents the water was clean, even when they showed how yellow it was.
The only thing that you ever heard from anybody was everything was okay, everything was okay, everything was okay.
In April of 2014, authorities switched Flint from cleaner Detroit water to Flint River water as a way to cut costs.
Our voices are not as heard as they would be in a more affluent area.
Because we don't have money.
We don't count.
Only after pediatrician Mona Hannah Atisha alerted the media about high levels of lead in children here did the state switch back to a cleaner source. But the river water was so corrosive to the local pipes that they're still leaching lead. The pediatrician told me that this exposure to lead may have poisoned thousands of children in Flint.
There's no treatment. There's no antidote. Once lead is in your body, it's in your body. It already causes that neurotoxicity. It damages your nervous system. It impacts cognition and it impacts behavior. So it drops children's IQ scores, and then it has these behavioral implications, attention deficit, hyperactivity, conduct disorders. It's even been linked to criminality.
The local government decided to save some money and has done that in large part at the expense of the most vulnerable. Flint is very poor. These are low-income families. Over 40% of the population lives below the poverty line. You see abandoned houses everywhere. So on top of all these challenges, they got toxic water, which doctors say could have irreversible consequences for the health of their children.
I did drink the water fountain water, and it tasted kind of like little.
Yeah, well,
weird.
I told you not to drink that water.
The governor of the state of Michigan has apologized to Flint residents, as it is reported that his administration had known the water in the city was contaminated for months and had done nothing about it. An investigation is looking into who exactly should be held responsible. However, nobody seems ready to foot the bill for replacing all the city's pipes.
All those bottled waters right in the dining room. We go
do
by the fire station.
Do you still pay for water?
Yes, oh yes. Water bills are still like $110, yes.
Residents of Flint say not only were they poisoned by the water, but they still have to pay for it. In Flint, Michigan, I'm Guyane Chichikan, RT.
He's experimenting with the water to make a profit. And then he's making a profit off your death also. So he's getting it all over the place, right? Now, again, I ask you, why is it that those in Nazi Germany were brought before the war crimes court, the tribunal, and some were hung and some were shot over doing that to the Jews, according to the Jews? But nobody, and you heard they said the governor and his administration knew this. None of them have been brought before the International Crimes Tribunal, and none of them are being tried for crimes against humanity, and none of them are being hanged, and none of them are being shot. Do you not see that you're under siege? There's a double standard here. And some of you don't know, but I want to satisfy your mind here. Before I satisfy, I want you to go to, I know I said theology of time, but it's so much that I have to go back to Fall of America twice because it's two things I needed to talk to you about. It came back to me. Then I got to go back to Message to the Black Man and Theology of Time. So just bear with me, Brother Rashid. You stay right there. Oh, God, the time has just disappeared. Now that I'm looking at the clock. But listen to this. And brothers and sisters, if the time goes off, would you please allot me 5 to 10 more minutes of your time? Don't answer your cell phones, your iPhones, or whatever. Or do not click over on your computers because it will click you off when we get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? Now, Muhammad says, there is the great calamity of starvation and great destruction of health and of lives by the use and administering of poison drugs, which is practiced upon those who are free and those who are bound. What has been known as America is threatened today with total destruction. America is destroying herself in her effort to destroy her black slaves. The water, listen to this, what he said. He had already told us what was going to happen. And if, for those of you who are listening, it's in chapter 54 called The Calamity. He says, the water and air of America are being polluted by chemical bacteriologists. America's scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. This is what's going on. That's what you see. That is what you see. But we go to Message to the Black Man, and Muhammad says, I want to satisfy your mind, because some of you are anxious now. And sometimes you can get anxious and get in a rush and get yourself hurt. He says, I want to satisfy your minds, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, that you fear not that the white world would destroy us. They cannot do it. We have a Savior with us. So that right there should calm all your nerves right there. How do we know it's true? Because everything that that man has spoken has come into play or is coming into being right now. How do we know that the sun will come up tomorrow? Because it is a mathematical certainty that it will. Why? Because we have past history. And it tells us of present and future trends, right? Isn't that what yesterday they said? Black America, one nation under siege. Let's go quickly to the fall of America again. Now, I was reading something to you all, and I'm going to reread it. And listen closely, black men and black women. This is God's promise to the so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the original black nation of the earth. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and the Holy Quran. Listen to this good. That he, not we, not they, not us, not them. Now we use the word he, which is singular. He says that he would separate us from our enemies, dignify and make us the masters after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed for its own evil. He would do this. So we flip over to 143. The messenger says this. Since we, now we go to plural. Since we, the black people, were kidnapped and forced into this world of the white race, we must be forced out of this world. And listen to what he says right here. So this is why there's so much disunity and disagreement. You understand? Listen closely to this. It is not that you, my people, will accept by just having the freedom to accept of your own choice. No, you will have to be punished and divinely beaten and destroyed until you accept Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, as your God and Savior, and as I and thousands of my followers are doing. So what we're seeing today is the divine beating upon black America. And what we're seeing parallel to this is the devil tricking you against Islam by demonizing Islam, by trying to make you afraid of your salvation, which has come to you in the time of your greatest need. You need a savior today. Well, the devil is pausing in the water. So I got to go do this. This is what Muhammad says in the Theology of Time. All right. The water of our earth. He didn't just say America. Listen good. The water of our earth is being poisoned by this blue-eyed devil, thereby cutting your life short by even drinking the water. He has learned how to poison it. He is the one who furnishes our drinking water for our lives. He's fixing us up, too. He knows that he's going. He knows that the black man is going to put that going to him. He therefore is angry with the black man, seeking to destroy every black man on the face of the earth. Believe me or let it alone. I don't care how you think your beautiful snake eyed and blue eyed devil looks to you. He wants to destroy you and is doing everything to destroy you and me. Not tomorrow, but today. Oh, if only you understood. Because most of us don't understand. Well, how are you going to escape? I am going to follow my God and do everything he tells me to do. That's the way of escape. That's the way out. To follow your God, right? Black man and black woman, don't get mad. Don't get mad, okay? I want you to be patient and listen. How can I be protected? Listen to what Elijah Muhammad said. He came without arms, and I don't carry weapons myself. I go everywhere he asked me to go, for a big crowd with no weapons whatsoever but his. He puts his own power around me and under me and over me, and I come to you and I speak out boldly. The first thought that comes to you when you have a weapon is killing a nigger. Or a black man, because that's what was in him. He made the weapons with the desire that they help him kill you and his own kind. We don't carry weapons for a God other than the truth. And the power of the truth will protect us because its author is God. So that should satisfy your mind. In the time of America's downfall, and as she tries to put us under siege, know that you have a savior on the scene. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, black man and black woman. I'm not going off there yet. You're going to give me a couple more minutes of your time. Because this situation is so dire, so critical, that you must understand the time in which we are now in. I'm going to go to the phone line. And I'm going to bring in our brother, Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum. And no, this is not no echoing. I'm Brother Rashid, and that's Brother Rashid also. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Go ahead, brother. Talk.
Excellent teaching, brother. Excellent teaching. But what I would just wanted to say briefly, because I know you got your time is limited, is that the 60 to not exceed 70-year rule, and then he talks about it in the book of Daniel. It's at the end of the book of Daniel. And he says, 70 weeks were given to thy people. And then it says there in there, I might come get you in the 62nd week, the 67th week, the 68th week, the 69th week, or the 70th week. And then you said these weeks mean years. So what you got to understand is that time is coming up on us real fast. The white man talking about going to war with Russia, he ain't talking about no 8 or 9 years. He's talking about maybe this year or next year.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to sit up there and throw rocks at each other, you see? They ain't going to play pity-pat. They're going to use nuclear war. And then you say once this starts, it will start spreading around the planet. And the holy scientists of Islam will have to jump in and put a stop to it. We ain't got no 15, 20, 130, 300 years before Allah moves. Allah always keeps his word. He shall not exceed 70-year rule before I will come and get the people. is up on us. Salaam alaikum, Black. I know you're
talking. Walaikum salam. Thank you, my brother. That is right. That's that. That's the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I'm going to go to the phone lines again. But one of the main reasons why I'm so confident is because when Brother Saladin taught me, I ran a lot of this stuff that he taught me behind closed doors to some of the ministers under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And each one of them told me, that brother taught you exactly what we taught. And I said, well, why is it foreign to some of these people who claim to have been in the nation in that time? And I remember Brother John told me this. He said, brother, we would sit at the messenger's table, and it would be the top ministers there. And when we were done, we would go back to our temples. He said, some of the ministers didn't go back and teach what they heard the messenger say all the time because they didn't believe what he said. So the people who were at the temples didn't get that because they were being taught by brothers who didn't believe certain aspects of it. But now today, time is vindicating every aspect, even the stuff that you could not even fathom when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that the black man created himself in the womb of darkness in the heart of the universe when there was nothing. And he put himself together out of the atom. And from this atom, he brought forth himself out of water. And when they said that they found trillions of times water of what's on the planet Earth in the heart of the universe, it bore witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What I'm trying to say to you, brothers and sisters, black America under siege, is that you got to give an ear to Elijah Muhammad. Now they're talking about they may have found evidence of the ninth planet. Well, we know that the ninth planet is Pluto or Platoon. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and some of us never got this, that at one time there were 10 planets. The gods brought in 10 planets. And for some reason, they bombed one out of the atmosphere or the circumference of our solar system because they no longer needed or wanted it. And now the remnants of that is being found in space. Now, do you not see that? How did he know these things in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s? He ain't have a spaceship. He didn't have a college degree. So you have to give in to this man when the world is bearing witness that everything that his God told him is the truth. Let me go back to the phone lines. 424, I know the time is limited. 424, I say unto you, my dear brother, assalamu alaikum.
Lex Lam, sir. How you feeling this morning, brother? Outstanding teachers and a very critical subject, brother, in relation to the separation man and a white man, brother. This is the must that we have to recognize and embrace this truth as taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and echoed through the Star and Crescent Report, brother, through yourself. Thank you, brother, as always. But I just wanted to touch on something. I know the time is real limited, but I wanted to read something for your listeners, brother, because this is imperative we embrace this truth. It's called the doom. It is forbidden for the righteous to have friendly relations with the wicked, who are the enemies of God, his prophets, his scriptures, and his religion of peace, Islam. O you who believe, take not my enemy and your enemy for friends. Would you offer them love while they deny the truth that has come to you, driving out the messenger and ourselves because you believe in Allah, your Lord? If you have come forth to strive in my way and to seek my pleasure, would you love them in secret? And I know what you conceal and what you manifest. And whoever of that does this, he indeed strays from the straight path. If they overcome you, they will be your enemies, and will stretch forth their hand and their tongues towards you with evil, and they desire that you may disbelieve. Holy Quran, chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. My people, the truth, Islam, has come to you. Why not believe? It is because you are guilty of loving your enemy, and the enemies of Allah, God, his prophets, and his religion of peace, Islam. It is for the love of your enemies that you seek to live. Give the lie to Allah, God, his messengers, prophets, and his religion. Allah has made manifest to you his enemies, the white race. They are his enemies, your enemies, the enemies of our fathers and our nation, the black, brown, yellow, and red man. The poor NAACP black leaders who are yet blind, deaf, and dumb are in love with these open enemies who are Allah, God, and their own people, the so-called Negroes. The so-called black leaders are against separation from these universally known enemies of the black nation due to their open and secret love of membership in the white race in a position as a permanent servant in their house and country. These are the same enemies who forced our forefathers into servitude slavery for 300 years and still own them and their property under free slavery. The NAACP leaders boast that they have equal rights with the master in the USA. Whatever the master's, it is also the slave. They believe the master should beat and kill his brothers to enforce equal rights between the slave and the master. What a foolish people. They think that they not, the white race, can live without each other and therefore should not be separated. It is an open and universal fool who loves his enemies and the enemies of his God and people. As these dumb leaders who is it that deprives them of freedom, justice, and equality, they will say the white man. Ask them who was it that enslaved you, lynched, burned, beat, and killed you out of the law of justice all over America. They will say the white man. Ask them who killed God's prophets and crucified Jesus. They will say the white man. Ask them who was it that started the war in Europe and in the 30s and on Ethiopia. Was it the black nation, Islam, or the white race, Christianity? They will say the white man. Then ask them, does not your Bible teach whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world? The white race is the ruler of the world, is the enemy of God, James chapter 4, verse 4. They will say yes. Then ask them, have you heard that Allah has revealed his servant, Elijah Muhammad, that this is a race of devils and that by nature they cannot love justice and righteousness? They will say yes. Then say, O foolish of all the people, why not believe and seek your God and people like yourselves? Did not they, the white race, stretch forth their hand and tongue against Martin Luther King and his followers in the South when he tried to force the white brothers against each other to enforce the law of integration, a law which would marginalize the white race, white and black people? Yes, but you yet love the enemies of Allah, God, and yourself. So wait and see who will be happy and who will be unhappy. As your favorite quote, brother, is, you accept any God other than what I teach, as Elijah Muhammad said, you will be the loser. All praise is due to Allah for the honor of Elijah Muhammad, brother. Thank you, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Hey, brothers and sisters, now, before we go off the air, I want to read something to you. It's very short, and I want to share it with you, all right? It's called Judgment and Separation. So I want you to pay close attention to this right here. Both books warn you of the coming judgment. Both books warn you of a great separation. You say you don't want to be separated. You are a disbeliever in the word of God. On that day, they will be separated, says the Holy Quran. The Bible says, and the Son of Man shall sit. He shall sit, and he shall judge the nations. For all shall be judged before him. And the judgment will be set, says Daniel. And the people of God, the ancient of the ancient, will come, and they will be taken away by the grave. They will come and take their people in the night. Moses, the Bible says, went under a physical darkness with Israel. That was a physical darkness. And the Bible teaches us that Moses told them that not a dog shall move his tongue. The Bible teaches and the Holy Quran teaches you that we also will be carried out under darkness, but not under a physical darkness. It is not necessary, but under a spiritual darkness of the brains not working right. We will go out while they are confused. Confusion, confusion, as it is written, it is taking over America. This is what I'm saying. So you have all of these doctrines out here in the midst of the man beating, so we know neither which way to go. The confusion. But black man and black woman, as the time weighs heavily on you, you will start seeing through these lies. This is why you have a judgment day. This is why the white man is let loose. This is why you're able to do what you think you want to do, because it feels good. You remember Monsters Ball with Halle Berry? I want you to make me feel good. That's how you are. Make me feel good all over instead of accepting the truth that might be a little bitter to you right now. You want to feel good as the lights go out. But in the judgment, you're allowed to do these things to show you that what you have is insufficient and will not be able to go over to the Sabbath. You must prepare yourself, qualify yourself, and as the book says, look up and rejoice, for your redemption is nigh. I say this with an undying love and passion for the liberation, upliftment, and redemption of 68 million of our kind here first in the hells of North America, then the billions around the globe, and we might have a live show Saturday. So stay tuned. Know that I love you with all my heart, but my love is so, so minuscule in comparison to the God, his messenger, and the nation that has come to deliver you. Brothers and sisters, accept the truth, plain without clothes, that you may be saved. I love you all. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roles we play. Walk around with.
Hey, Anita, it's Dave. Dinner, dessert, go Dutch, Dave? Sorry about last night. I had no idea my ex-girlfriend would sit in on our date or about your tree nut allergy. Anyways, pre-EpiPen, you said this date reminded you of your favorite show. The one you recorded on your Contour DVR from Cox with like 1,000 hours of show space? That's so many dates. We could literally watch everything together. Speaking of, wanna go out again? Ex-soulmate and allergic reaction aside, I'd say we had a pretty good time. I won't make you pay. Again. Sorry, my psychic's on the other line. Call you back.
Store all your shows with Contour from Cox. Get a Cox bundle with HBO from just $99.99 a month and add Contour Record 6 DVR service for 1,000 hours of DVR storage. And $229.16 for new residential customers with 2-year agreement includes new subscription to Cox Contour TV, Internet Preferred, and Phone Essentials for 12 months. Rate increases by $30 a month for year 2. Early termination fees may apply. DVR service extra. Excludes equipment, install taxes, surcharge, including $3 a month broadcast surcharge and other fees. Storage claim based on standard def programming. Capacity varies with mix of HD and standard def recordings. Other restrictions may apply.